Now to something a little more simple, like a smile. As gut-level intuitive as a smile is, you smile, you're happy. You smile, the sun is shining. You smile, life is looking up. There are lots of mysteries about why we smile and what it is about that particular set of muscle movements that triggers so many other emotional reactions and is triggered by emotional reactions inside all of us. Carl Zimmer is a science writer for our partner, The New York Times. There's a new study on the smile, Carl Zimmer, and it's dead serious, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
What have we learned, and you know, what are the questions that need to be asked by doctors and physiologists?
Well, it really comes down to a basic question. What is a smile? And a group of scientists based in France are arguing that it's actually not one thing. I mean, we think of smiles, as you say, as being very simple, but you know, when you think about it, we actually smile in a lot of different ways and for a lot of different reasons. And so these scientists are trying to come up with kind of a grand unified theory of smiling that can account for why we do it and how we do it and how we actually perceive smiles.
And, you know, are we evolved to smile? In other words, do other animals, I mean, dogs sort of look like they're smiling sometimes, or do we do this uniquely?
Well, certainly dogs have some facial expressions, but they don't have as many muscles in their face as primates do. So primates are really adept at making lots of different facial expressions. So probably the first real smile started, say, maybe 20, 30 million years ago. If you look at apes, like orangutans or chimpanzees, they do a lot of facial expressions that really look a lot like not just smiles, but different kinds of smiles. And they smile in the same situation. So like a baby orangutan, say, if it's playing around, it will grin in the same way that a human baby might grin when it's being tickled, say. And Charles Darwin first observed this when he stepped into a cage at the London Zoo to observe an orangutan.
And, you know, he could make an orangutan laugh, Charles Darwin, that chucklehead. So explain the experiments that were done here before we go. And there's a lot of different ways to smile. There's the toothy smile, the dimple smile, and then just the sort of sneery smile like your Dick Cheney.
Yeah, so one of the key things about these different kinds of smiles, according to these scientists, is that we actually, to really perceive them, we have to smile ourselves just for a flash. And what happens is our brains actually take on the same state as the person who's smiling. And one simple way to test this idea is just to have people hold a pencil in their teeth. That's all you need to do. And then that blocks the muscles that you would normally use to smile. And it turns out that makes it a lot harder for people to recognize whether other people are smiling for real or just fake smiling. All of a sudden, that shuts down part of our smile detection system.
And it makes you look like a weird person with a pencil in your mouth.
Yeah, it could be a little awkward. Actually, it turns out that putting a little rugby tooth guard in your mouth works the same way. So all those guys playing rugby, they can't tell who's smiling, I guess.
So if I start smiling here and you can detect it, you're inclined to also start smiling.
You will just, when you see someone smiling, you smile without even realizing. It's just a little flash, and that smiling, the muscle movement, actually like has an effect on your brain.
Is it like a yawn? A yawn being contagious?
It's a bit like that, yeah, except that, you know, we don't need to yawn in order to know that someone else is yawning. Smiling is much more complex.
Very much so. Carl Zimmer, science writer for our partner, The New York Times, putting a smile on our face this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The world is a great world after all. Smile.